Thank you, Pastor Jabe. Our scripture for this morning is John 15, verses 1 through 8. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified in this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In our text for this morning, Jesus assures us, "Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing." One of my favorite writers puts it in her own words, saying, "True ministry is not something we do, but is the overflowing of an abiding life with God." To minister to others, we have to allow God to minister to us, to continually spend time in worship, in prayer, in creation, in total silence. We have to sit in the presence of God and know that we are loved. We are important and valuable, not because of the work we do or the words we say, but just for who we are. Each of us, a person made in the image of God. Acts 17 puts it another way. In him we live and move and have our being. When we have an abiding life with God, it is in him we wake up every morning. In him we go to school or work or church. In him we start a conversation with someone. In him we cook dinner and wash the dishes. In him we lay down to go to sleep again. In ordinary life, God goes before us and follows behind us and gathers us up in between. So the places we go, the people we interact with, the things we choose to do or not do, these are invitations to abide in the presence of God. And here, abiding with God in ordinary life, we partner with God in love and truth and grace. Marcia Crockett writes that abiding is often slow work, for which there is no measure of success. The call to abide is simply the call to deeper intimacy with God, ourselves, and others. Some of you know I recently completed an internship as a hospital chaplain. Lots of lessons will stay with me from this experience, but one of my favorites has been that chaplains have a ministry of lingering. It's hard to want to be able to do something about a situation when there's really nothing you can do about it. But even if you can't do anything, a presence, a lingering, even silent presence can speak volumes. For myself and a lot of Christians, I think we're tempted to think of ministry as go, 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 visit more people, attend more Bible studies, fill out more volunteer opportunities by volunteering more in our free time. But sometimes the best thing we can do to produce fruit for the kingdom of God is to simply linger, to abide with God and with others. Linger with the hurting and hungry and afraid. linger with God, being ministered to by God's grace and love. Bono once asked Archbishop Desmond Tutu if it was hard to find time for his prayer and meditation with all the work he was leading. And Desmond Tutu responded, "How do you think we could do any of this work without prayer and meditation?" We may have the appearance of bearing fruit even if we are separated from the vine, but we can't be reconnected to the vine once we've fallen off or been cut down. Our worth doesn't come from the fruit we produce. It just comes from us being children of God. But there will always be aspects of our character and our behavior that need to be killed off in keeping with Christ's death. There will need to be aspects of us that need to be brought to life in keeping with his resurrection. Abiding in Christ's love is the key to sharing his love with others. And Jesus' metric for fruitful followers is not just that they have faith, believing in him, but that they have a faith that produces fruit. A faith that produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Others know we are connected to the true vine if we are producing these fruits of the Spirit. Are we producing love? Are we opening the doors to the kingdom of God? Jesus saying, "I am the true vine," might lead us to wonder, is there a false vine? What other times is vine in Scripture? A common metaphor for the Israelites is a grapevine, a people planted by God in the promised land where they could bloom and grow, but too often, neglecting their relationship with the gardener, God's people failed to bear fruit. Here, Jesus claims that image for himself. He says, "I am the true vine. You are the branches. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. We must continually be attached to live and bear fruit." Jesus is the vine. We are simply branches. Anything we do is because of Jesus' nurturing of us. He's our example of loving God and our neighbor. He's the source of our love and our joy. He's the source of all life. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the Word the Father spoke in the beginning to bring light out of darkness and order out of chaos. Jesus is the Word that lived among us to show us what God is like. The Word revealed in Scripture, the Word made known by his followers still today. As our vine, Jesus is always connected to us, sustaining and nurturing us as we grow in love, as we reach toward perfect love of God and neighbor, and as we trust that we can indeed rest in the abiding love of God. We have to stay rooted in Jesus to bear any fruit, to give off any sign of life. We may appear alive without the vine for just a little while, not for long. The vine is something we can cling to. The vine is something the branches share in common, be they branches that are short or tall, budding or in full bloom. It feels good to know we're rooted in and connected to someone strong. We don't have to be the source of life to produce fruit. We just get to partner with God in God's work. God's reassuring presence is behind us and ahead of us and all around us. In addition to being connected to the vine, we're also connected to one another. Each of us is a branch surrounded by other branches, co-laborers in what God is doing. We share nutrients and support one another. It's only in community, as Wendell Berry says, human love is given its chance to have meaning. We see this in the covenant of baptism, as a congregation vows to nurture one another in Christian faith and life and include the newly baptized in that care, welcoming them in Christian love. Jesus says his Father is glorified when we become disciples. He's saying this to his disciples, those who have already spent years with them, who he also just affirmed as already being cleansed or pruned by the ways they hear and follow the word of Jesus. So Jesus saying that the Father is glorified when we become disciples, that becoming is not just for newcomers to the faith. The disciples then and us today are still becoming disciples because even at the end of Jesus' life, the kingdom of God was just getting started. And this season of Easter that we are in is not the end, but a beginning. No matter where you are in your life, Jesus is just getting started with you, and you have more fruit bearing to do. Keep abiding and growing and being pruned and bearing fruit. We are created to glorify God, to point to our Creator. Like John the Baptist, we ourselves are not the light, but we testify to the light. Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you." When we abide in him, our wishes align with his. We can ask him for the spiritual help we need, confident that he will help us to bear more fruit. And this may be a good time to remind myself as well, the most successful garden doesn't produce fruit overnight. We tend the soil, we prune, we water and feed, and then we wait patiently. God causes the growth. And Jesus taught exactly this. "I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit." We abide by prayer and worship and reflection and obedient action. This week, we might choose one area of our life that needs pruning or new growth. It could be less doubt and more faith, or less procrastination and more discipline. It could be less irritability and more patience, or less lying and more honesty, less indulgence and more generosity. Whatever it is for you, ask Jesus to renew this one part of yourself. I will too. Ask Jesus that the fruit would benefit others and glorify God. Jesus is our source of spiritual life and vitality. We can be fruitful in our lives only if we stay vitally connected to him, by absorbing his teachings as nourishment, by doing what he commands, especially in loving one another sacrificially, by prayer, scripture, worship, and sacrament, by community, witness, and service, and ultimately, by God's grace. When we abide in the love of Christ, we are guided along the path of discipleship. We become more aware of the ways God is blessing us, and we become more of a blessing for others, noticing their needs, being quicker to take action. When we abide, we proclaim the kingdom of God is here and it is coming soon with our words and our deeds. When we abide in Jesus, the true vine, we are transformed to see all that God does for us and still calls us to do, so that the kingdom of God will come to fruition, so that the fruits of the Spirit will be evident in our lives. And so the gardener will be glorified. Let us pray. God of love, we pray that you would plant us in the soil of your grace. Nurture us with the strength of Christ, the vine of everlasting life. We ask that you would enlighten us with the wisdom of your Spirit. Abide in us, so that we may abide in you and live in your love. Amen.